Beginning Kara Daf, instead of the condition of Chavav, beginning Melav, beginning Tezmat, beginning Zigmava, Inami, another way you could say that they're going to acquire the elephant, according to Reb Shimon, is Bechevilas Meres, is with ropes of vine. Here's what Rashi explains. Yeah, Meshkachzla, like be a pill, the way you can have to elevate the elephant, Bechevilas Meres, you'll take ropes of the vine, Hagvayim and Ogachlesh, that are 3 tefachim above the ground, Malayolin, and you have them go on there. Like Boz Gimel, by lifting them up 3 tefachim from the ground, like Boz, that's considered like Boz, because it's nothing with Materis Lovet, it gets removed from the category of Lovet, which would consider it still connected to the ground. Says Taisla Pirush, according to Rashi's interpretation, Bekalim, when it's the previous Gemara's answer regarding vessels, Lematzi Lameim, the Gemara couldn't say, wait a second, the Liknim bin Hagbah, forget about Kalim Shal Lekech Beshuz Amaycha, why don't you say because you lifted him up, Shenich Kam Tachas Drakim, that you put the vessel beneath his legs? No, because the Stamayu in Vavim Shalish Tachim, the general is that we don't presume that it's sickness of 3 tefachim, so therefore it wasn't 3 tefachim above the ground, so you wouldn't be able to have it as Hagbah, you'd only be able to be like Kalim Shal Lekech, and that's what the Gemara's question was, well, it's Beshuz Amaycha. Whereas the Pesha in the Tam, the Mfash Hagbah with Tefach Kani, he holds that actually Hagbah works by lifting up something which is a hand breath. So Chalom is Tam Kelim. You have to say that to answer this question of the previous Gemara of Reb Zeira, that you must say that actually So Chalom is Tam Kelim Eim Bavim Tefach, that it doesn't have a thickness of a Tefach. I never couldn't say it's because of Hagbah. Now, since the question is difficult, my not going to be as much as if it's like the way Rashi is saying, why are we picking specifically the ropes of vines? Look at Abomaitzim. You can have the elephant go on a higher plane by going on stones or wood. So Mafasha Harab Meshulam explains, the reason why I picked that it's ropes of vine, Lefishim Machal Pil, because that's actually what elephants eat. Because I'm reading Perk Mafan, like the Moses of Shabbos of Kof Chazmanal. Metal Machabilas Mugs Beshabbos, the reason why you can move, and it's not mixed mukta, the vines of the ropes of vine on Shabbos, and Lefishim Machal Pil, because it's usable for elephant food. And therefore, he explained, the Magbin, the pill, actually, the way you get the elephant to go up to do Agbah is you lift up Chavilas Merges Lamala. You put the ropes of vine above, higher, like the carrot and for the horse, for the donkey. And he jumps, and he lifts himself off the ground and he eats it. Don't wonder, is that really considered Agbah? But you're not actually picking him up. Because the Gemara Chulin Dabkof Malvam and Beis tells the same idea. So that you should pick it up and be kind with that. He didn't pick it up himself, which just causes it to go up. We see that that's also considered Kenya of Agbah. The words of Gemara wanted to know, how do you know you couldn't carry the car with Kesav? Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, so does the Kesav Yigna. Fields with Kesav you'll acquire. Says Taisa Hadlay, I said Mikra, why did you bring the puzzle of Gabriel that says regarding Gephin Rachel of Gimel like this must have to start off where you see that I've remained bought a field with money? So it says Mishum the Dimah Hanamil Menachem, maybe that's only talking about by a Gentile, Shakal Kinyan, because of all his acquisitions are with money, as we discussed in Avi Dalman Beis. And therefore, maybe it would work with money, but maybe by Yisrael it wouldn't, therefore you have to have another pasuk for Yisrael. Next, it says Master begins Gemara, Alan Yor, Oi Aha Cheres. That star could work even on a piece of paper or a piece of earthenware. But Prashan Lel, Dav Tesman Alvar, explained over there in the Bimaskal Avapi and the Bimaskal Kasab about what's the Chiddush of that it could even be on something like a piece of paper or a piece of earthenware that's less worth less than the Shavu Prut. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, but Kasab Loshen Macher. So why did he write it in the terminology of a sale if it's really a gift? To give him a greater strength that there's a responsibility that he's going to insure him for what he's giving him. So if you're going to say, wait a second, if that's the case of Lomakos Lebelash Matana, why do you write it in terminology of a gift? Beisham and Mechuin said that for a sale, Mishalach Rai, because now he has responsibility, he's insuring it. So that's why he wrote it in terminology of a sale. What are you doing any benefit for him by writing that as a gift? If you're going to say, because by a gift, if someone's getting a property right next door to someone else, then we don't say that the next door neighbor who usually has the rights about metzu, that he says, I'm supposed to get the field first. You don't say that by a gift, because the guy could say, wait a second, I can't get this somewhere else. It's a gift. When you're giving a gift that has insurance, then it does have a lach about metzu. So then it's the same thing, because there's a mecher and there's a chrayis. So what are you gaining by giving it as a matana? Hashem says, no, the truth is, the shnei shtaros kaseh, he actually wrote him 2 documents. And I like this. If you're going to need something's going to happen, someone like credit is going to take it and you're going to need insurance, and then show the one of the sale that you'll get insurance. And if you need it for the halakha bar mitzvah, only show the one of the gift, and hide the one of the sale. So I'm going to give you either one to choose from. That's why he gave him the one of matan. But in your another pshat, you could say, the ma'ir shabim shtarach, no, it's talking about 1 document. So why do you write in terminology of a gift? Because that's actually just what it was. It was a gift. So if he wrote it as a gift, but really he was writing, adding on the mecher for the purpose of a chayis. Misham the Pirk Mefarsh, Shami in this parak explains the yipukach shmatana. Actually, the benefit of giving as a gift, regarding the cistern and the pit, the moicher saw the bestam when someone sells a field on specific loy mocha berbidos. That's not considered part of the sale. When you're giving a gift, you give everything, as the Gemara B'Masav Aynav Marav says, you give very generously, and therefore that's going to include the berbidos, which might have been included if it was a sale. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the word the Gemara, karka kosho chayvas bepeya. A piece of property, no matter how small it is, is alligan aloha of leaping over a corner of the field for the poor. Now, the Yishami asks in this Mishnah, what do you mean? Has a pasal? Actually, katsa, until you don't harvest in chayvas bepeya, it's not obligated to pay yet. Which katsa, the second you do a harvest, in kachir, there's nothing left over because it's a tiny field, there's no corners. Shani, the Yishami answers, Tifti, you have to explain the shayisham kon echad. You're right, there was one reed, but on that one reed was five clusters, so there is what to leave over. Now, medidach glimmer came from the fact that Yishami pushes itself to give such an answer, mashbazal, like the b'chol shu chayvas bepeya, but yeah, no matter how small the field, it's going to be obligated to pay, b'chay mashbazamach. So it sounds like in the Gemara shortly, the Dachig Logma, the Gemara pushes to explain, but Machat, but Tolber Magolis, we're talking about that, how small the field is. It's a needle, and on it is a pearl. That's how small it can be, and yet Chayv and Peah. Apparently, after the Gemara, but Masnav Chabzam and Beis, Mukin Lebechit explains, talking about by wheat, because the Ibi Elon, if it was by a tree, Lemachat Bekurm, it wouldn't be Abigin Bekurm, and Kin Hayli Yudvavam al Chol Ruach, Kshayunika, only with 16 Amas in all directions, like the measurement, how much the tree has to nurture. So it's Toma wheat. But the Timus says, Taisa wonder how the Chita Nami Nakashlesh Dvachim. Wheat also nurtures three hand breadth. Now we're saying it's so small that it's the size of a needle or a reed. I thought it has to be bigger. But someone says, what you can say is, no, Abig of the Nakashlesh Dvachim, you're right, a little bit of wheat nurtures up until a distance of three Tvachim. The primary nourishment is from right beneath it. Okay, actually, we find a similar thing regarding the tree itself. Although the roots spread out beyond 16 amas, like it's obvious in the Gemara B'Masa, even so, you only need 16 amas to kachu iki, because that's the primary nourishment. And therefore, you could say the same thing regarding the chita for right beneath it. Next, this master begins with the words, not necessarily the words of the Gemara, ubevidui, and regarding vidui of Maisur. It's perfect because Rashi explains the logos in the vidui, not to have the gears of vidui. Because the afmi she'ela karkas, what do you mean? These are not things that if you have karko koshu, even you don't even have a piece of land, the svada la maisa, you would say the vidu maisa, the confession of that you're getting rid of the maisas. V'yachlem, you could say the words in the pasuk uvarach as amchais yisrael besadomash nesatalon, that you blessed your people and the Jewish people and the land that you gave us, because that's us as in the totality of the Jewish people, not that you gave me. It doesn't have to be I have a piece of land. But like Dhamma the Bikurim, it's not comparable to the first fruits of Bikurim, where when you to say the parasha Bikurim, the video that you say over there, the boy remember, because you have to say Hashem Sat, the leader you give to me, that you have to have karka for. Chaim Pirashri, so the re explains the legacy in the video, not Gur's the words of the video, but the limit of the Rashi, it's not coming from the reasoning of Rashi, it's coming from the Yushami and Peya. Parach, the Yushami, they ask, Aha Melsa Guvan, this thing itself, am I loitan the video? Why doesn't it say the video? I'm not sounding much, but the legacy, obviously, it's not the Girsa. But the gamash, but also sounds like Mishin the Karka Mizvad, that even someone does not have a property, does say, you could get Paris, like when you buy the Paris and you come into to take care of it, that yet you would be able to say the Vidur by the mice, even without property.